There's a new thing called sleep divorce, and it's basically what it sounds like. You don't sleep together. We were shocked the other day when Jill, we were just talking off the air, and she says, well, you know, Harold and I don't sleep in the same bed every night. That thing went off, and then we knew there was big trouble.
No, there's no trouble. It's by choice. We have completely opposite schedules. Like, I go to bed at 8 o'clock. My husband rarely goes to bed before 2 a.m.
Ironically, today's their anniversary. Is it today?
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow's their anniversary. Yeah, 1 year, and they're not in the same room.
We've never a freaking bone here.
We've never. In the 5 years we've been together, we haven't always slept in the same bed.
We
lived together for like 4 years. He stays up watching. Why should he have to go to bed? Because I go to bed at 8 o'clock.
He doesn't have to go to bed, but he should end up there at 2 o'clock.
Well, he passes out on the couch at 2 in the morning. I wake up at 3. What's the point?
Is he drunk?
No, I just nudge him.
Well, why does he pass out on the couch? Why not come pass out in the bed?
Because he falls asleep watching TV or playing video games.
I heard you snore.
Oh, my God, stop. So listen, the first time I ever spent the night with my husband, I am having the worst day. I have a crick in my neck. I can't poop. It's awful.
I'm bloated.
She is.
So listen, the first time I ever slept in the same bed with my husband, and he's so sweet, and he mustn't have cared because he still married me 5 years later. He said we were sleeping, and he heard me snoring, and he sat up, and he looked at me, and he was like, oh, hell no. But, you know, there's another reason sometimes we do sleep in the same bed together. It just depends. But, you know, inevitably, the 8-year-old winds up in bed with us and then kicks him in between the legs. And he's like, nope, not doing this all night. So then he'll move to either the other bedroom or the couch. And then last but not least, yes. And my son even videoed me last Friday night when I fell asleep on the couch. I snore a little. I might have it on here. Do you want to hear it?
Yeah.
Do you really want to hear it?
Oh, you have it there?
Do you want it?
Yeah,
I don't know why I'm doing this to myself. Hold on, I gotta find it.
Well, while she's doing that, Mattress Company, National Sleep Foundation says 12% of married couples sleep in separate beds.
Oh my god!
In my defense, I was sleeping on my stomach.
No, most people snore on their back.
I'm lucky he married me anyway.
Oh man, that's loud.
So sexy.
Rick, Stacy.